43 degrees at 5:36. I'm Gina Jordan with K92 FM's continuing morning news.
And now, here he is. The man is so crooked, when he dies, they'll have to screw him into the ground. K92 FM's Ron Bison.
All right. It's Tuesday, the 20th.
We baked you a birthday cake. If you get it on the 8th.
Oh, I just hope I make it that far.
Oh, my God. With that religious type of lifestyle you lead, my God, don't worry about it. So, what today? 20 what? Go ahead. There's nothing to be ashamed of.
I feel no shame. 29.
Mm-hmm. Kid. Punk. Ticks me off.
Nothing but a punk.
That's right. That was on TV last night.
What?
On HBO. Sudden Impact.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was our man.
I've got to ask you one question.
Do you feel lucky?
Do you feel lucky?
Well, do you,
punk?
Yeah, that was the one where Sandra Locke was in there blowing these guys' testicles off with a gun. No, that's what it was. Come on. She'd shoot him there, and then she'd shoot him in the head.
She's mean.
Well, both sets of brains.
I guess she shot him in the head twice. So what do we got here? We got the winner of the Darwin Award. Is that it?
That is the winner.
The winner of the Darwin Award, which we had on yesterday. And, we had the nominees.
Quiet. I'm broadcasting.
All right. This is it, I guess. This is this year's winner. Actually, we have winners, but this is the big one here. The late John Pernicki and his friend, the late Sal Hawkins of the great state of Washington, decided to attend a local Metallica concert at the Gorge Washington Amphitheater. And having no tickets, but having had 18 beers between them, they thought it would be easy to hop over the 9-foot fence and sneak into the show. Well, they pulled their pickup truck over to the fence, and the plan was for the late Mr. Pernicki, who was 100 pounds heavier than Mr. Hawkins, to hop the fence and then assist his friend over. Unfortunately, for the late Mr. Pernicki, there was a 30-foot drop on the other side of the fence. Having heaved himself over, he found himself crashing through a tree. His fall was abruptly halted and broken, along with his arm, by a large branch that snagged him by his shorts.
Woo!
Dangling from the tree with a broken arm, he looked down and saw some bushes below him. Figuring the bushes would break his fall, he removed his pocket knife and proceeded to cut away his shorts to free himself from the tree.
No.
Finally free, did we mention he is the late Mr. Pernicki, crashed into the holly bushes.
Ooh.
The sharp leaves scratched his entire body, and now without the protection of his shorts, a holly branch penetrated his rectal cavity.
Oh,
no.
Rectum. Damn near killed him at the time. To make matters worse, on landing, his pocket knife penetrated his thigh 3 inches. Mr. Hawkins, on seeing his friend in a considerable pain and agony, decided to throw him a rope and pull him to safety by tying a rope to the pickup truck and slowly driving away. However, in his drunken state, he put the truck into reverse and crashed through the fence, landing on his friend and killing him. Yeah. Police arrived to find the crash pickup with his driver thrown 100 feet from the truck and dead at the scene from massive internal injuries. Upon moving the truck, they found John under it, half naked with scratches on his body, a holly stick in his rectum, a knife in his thigh, and his shorts dangling from a tree.
There's
the winner, or actually the dual winners of the Darwin Awards this week.
Well-deserved win.
All right.
Your first clue was that they were trying to get into a Metallica concert.
Yeah, that was it. And apparently the nude surfing competition has been delayed in Australia. The fear of sharks and small waves have forced the competitors in a nude surfing competition to keep their clothes on. The event's organizers say surf conditions weren't the greatest and a shark sighting at a nearby beach forced the postponement. But nude surfers will get another chance on January 26th, the day the event will now be held. About 50 people compete. About 4,000 spectators attend.
One word.
Yes.
Shrinkage.
Why actually, not this time of year, because Australia, this is summer.